There we go.
All right, let's everybody just do it at once. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, a moment of silence for our first responders and fallen personnel. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Director Morris?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Sanderson? I think he's absent for now. Director Link?
Here.
And then General Manager Calvin Louie?
Here.
Steve Anderson, Justin Krieger?
Present.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. First item is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes, approval by the committee, the regular board meeting minutes, and the special meeting minutes for April 6th. I need a motion.
I found an error on one of those, actually.
Okay.
On the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes from February 18th, under the adjournment, she's got Director Warger and Director Israel instead of Sanderson. Nothing big, but.
Okay.
No, you're right. Thank you. I'll make the correction.
Can I ask you a question? Anybody here?
No, not at this time. This when we come up to public comment. So if you give us a few minutes, okay?
Oh,
you are the public. You're not a board director, correct?
Correct. No. Yeah, just the public. I want to know. You know that you know I'm here. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, thank you,
okay,
Mr. O'Shaughnessy.
Next item: no warrants, no contracts. None. I think I have updates from the Pass Water Alliance. Director Israel or Director Morris?
No updates, as there are no meetings right now.
Okay.
Director Morris.
Excuse me, Director Link. This is,
yes,
Board Secretary Lehman. Did the board want to make an approval on the meeting minutes with the one minor
that's
correction?
Right. Sorry. I need an approval of the minutes. A motion to approve.
I make the motion.
I second that, Diana Morris.
When you make a motion, please state your name, and when you second, please state your name. Thank you.
So I have a motion to approve the consent calendar items of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of February 18th, 2020, the regular board meeting minutes of February 18th, 2020, and the special board meeting minutes of April 6th, 2020, with the one minor adjustment or correction on the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes that it wasn't Director Israel that adjourned, it was Director Sanderson. It was just a name typo. This is made by Director Israel, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson is absent. Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye.
Thank you.
We got the information on the updates from the San Gregorio Regional Water Alliance. No updates. Next item is the manager's report by Calvin Louie.
I was on the other line with Martin. He's trying to connect in.
Okay.
So he's... There is a cell tower down. I don't know if that was a T-Mobile tower that's located at our Main Street yard, because T-Mobile's been working on that, so I don't know if it's down or or it's another cell site. But anyway, you want to wait for him, or you want me to continue with the manager report?
No, we'll give him a minute or two. The people that are here from the public, could you state your name so that Ellie knows that you're here for what your reason is, or if you have a public comment, please?
My name is Crystal Brown. I'm here to dispute a water bill.
Chris Brown?
Crystal Brown.
Okay. And the next person?
I'm Sandra Lima.
Sandra? Okay. And I thought I heard a gentleman in the background also.
Yes, Paolo Schilleri from Cavaza.
Okay. After we are done with the other board member trying to get in, we have we'll have a manager's report. And then we have something called closed session where we need to talk to the attorney about something. And that could take anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes. So we will be leaving the call and then coming back and then going back into the business with Crystal, Paul, and Sandra, and along with other items on the agenda. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I want you to understand that it'll be a dead zone in there for a little bit until we come back. All righty?
Can we sign out and then come back again in 20 minutes?
Yes, you can.
No. They can, but they can also remain on the line if they like to. I'll keep the phone on. Either.
Right. It's their option. Right? Correct?
Director Mars here. If they do sign off, they may not want to sign off for 20 minutes in case it only takes 10.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, we'll stay on. Thank you.
All righty. Mr. Sanderson, have you made it on?
Director Morris here. Would it help if one of us add him? So call like a three-way call. I don't know if that'll work on the conference call or not.
Give it a shot.
I don't have his phone number. So whoever has his phone number.
Let me try, okay?
Okay,
so I'll be off for a couple minutes. Yeah, his home phone's busy.
He's probably trying to phone in.
Let me try again. Open.
Miss Ellie.
Yes, Jackson.
Would it be possible down on the next, if we still have to teleconference on these meetings and we end up using our computers to do this, if you could put like next to some, like each thing, a page that it's out so that we can go through it quicker? Do you follow my thought process there?
You mean like a Microsoft Teams meeting, like a visual meeting?
No. Too? Okay, so I'm looking at the agenda for today,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm, you know, I've got 48 pages, and what I'm thinking about is when I'm trying to, because I have to couple pages up right now to try to keep track of the agenda and the other. It's like when we come down to an item on the list that, like, as
like
an example.
Like an index page? You're talking about an index
yes,
page
yes,
or something?
Ma'am.
I put some on mute, too. You know what?
Yeah,
I can
see about putting something like that together. You're talking about for the PDF, correct?
Well, as an example, when we come up under new business, say for Crystal, that I have a page number that I can go real quick through the and go through that page.
Yeah. I'll see if I can do that for everyone next meeting. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
and
unable.
What about
Director Sanderson, I couldn't add him into the call and get into the meeting.
Okay.
For some reason, it restricted the merge or the conference call.
Okay.
So he said he'll opt out.
Okay. All right. So the next item on the agenda then would be, okay, where did you see? Find the agenda page here again. The next item then would be the closed session, correct?
So I think
manager's
report.
Yes, the manager's report. So, Mr. Louis, you're up.
The update on 510 Main Street and Pecan. Again, March 2nd, we met with Greg Beebe, a licensed electrician. He will be providing a quote for Edison pole. Okay, who just logged on? Edison pole and the below-grade power line for security lights, security surveillance system, and power to an automatic traffic gate. Since then, the district has completed and submitted several forms to apply for the electronic connection services with Edison. We've been working with Mike Beebe and Garrett from Edison, which is a field representative for Edison. The licensed electrician was also providing a quote to install a connection and transfer box for a portable generator at production well 1 and 5 in the event of the PSPS, the power service or public safety power shutoff, which is anticipated during the warmer season. Management is desirous of being prepared for an extended PSPS event. I mean, you all see all that greenery in Cabazon. Well, when summer comes, that green turns to being brown, and that's going to be fuel for fire. And I'm sure Edison will be shutting us off. Instead of waiting for funding, management wishes to be prepared. In the past, FEMA grant funds awards can take up to a year before the money is released. So I've had the same licensed contractor to provide a quote to install a 600-amp manual transfer switch for the production well 1, plus upsize the start controller for the proposed 300-horsepower, 460-volt rate electronic pump motor. The quote is $40,672.20. The quote for the same for well 5, which is located at the outlets on Seminole, is $25,539.63. The reason for the higher price for well 1, again, is to accommodate for the additional 50 horsepower. The current motor we have is 250, and engineering recommending a 300 horsepower since we had to extend the pump shaft by 100 feet. What management is recommending to the board is to approve the quote for well 1, which will be, and we can table the quote for well 5. However, we can use the money from well 5 to purchase a portable generator capable of providing alternative power to production well 1 during these extended PSPS events. Steve, would this need to actually be an item on the agenda, or can everybody just verbally nod their head for approval if the board wants to approve this amount?
Well, ordinarily it would be appropriate to have it as a discussion and approval item on your agenda. But one question I have is whether the dollars have already been approved in your budget, and whether is this something that's really already been approved as part of your budget, or if it's new, then yes, you should put it on as a separate item.
No, this is all unplanned additional expenses since we had to rehab and upgrade well 1.
And can you remind me, Calvin, what is the general manager's spending authority? I know that changed here a few years ago.
I think it's up to $20,000.
Yeah, so the better course of conduct here is to put it on your agenda and have it officially approved by your board.
Okay. All right, we'll do that at the next board meeting, and I'll also submit the bids for the recoating of the interior of tank 1, and also the upgrade of the 300 horsepower motor over at well 1. And what we're going to do with the old motor is use that as a spare for well 5 and well 2. That way, when they go down, we'll have an additional extra motor to install. All right. Last report, last board meeting, I reported that our recruitment has been canceled because of the COVID-19. We are considering hiring a temporary help in reading meters and general labor. This will be a six-month position starting between $13.23 to $16.69 per hour, tentative to the applicant's training experience, and there's no benefits. And so if you guys want to, if anybody here online wants to put the word out, just have them come in and knock on the door, and we'll provide them an application. Back on Tuesday, February 11th, I attended the West Desert Municipal Advisory Council meeting at Cabazon Community Center. Director Israel, Director Morris, and former board member Kerry Mariner was there. They were actually on the council, and due to COVID-19, I postponed meeting with code enforcement and have not pursued the Sheriff's Department with cannabis cultivations. So as soon as that the COVID-19 event is over with, I'll follow up with those two agencies. Edison, the public safety power shutoff. I've been in contact with Sandy Gabriel, Chris Tran, and Louis Lara of Edison. These names, you'll be hearing a lot about these names because these are representative from Edison. Originally, they were going to schedule this month for a community and commercial PSPS workshop, but it has been postponed, and we plan to reschedule maybe in June of 2020, tentative to, you know, what happens with this coronavirus lockdown. Let's see. On Thursday, in March 12th, I had to go physically monitor Tank 2, which is located north of Desert Hills on Millar Pass. Apparently, there's a transducer at the bottom of the tank that failed, and so we've ordered not only a replacement for that, but a couple of extras in the event this occurs again. And usually it occurs about every 2 to 3 years. The reason for a transducer to be accurate, it actually reads the pressure from the bottom of the tank, and then is then it tells the, or actually sends a signal to the pump when to stop and start pumping. And I think for some of you that's been around for a while, tank two has overflowed in the past, and it not only causes damages to district water infrastructure, but it undermines the streets. And then when it flows all the way down, it, for some reason, the grade of the street creates the water to make a left turn into the little outlet. And, you know, we're financially responsible for any public and private property damages. So that's why this this one device, which is about $150 a piece, is a pertinent piece of equipment. The coronavirus, the district has taken some preliminary actions on the prevention of the spread of the coronavirus. I'm going to ask the board members, and I've already instructed the community water team members, you know, the employees of the district, is that some members of the public may suspect that the coronavirus is in the water, okay? And I think we need to reiterate to the public that the amount of hypochlorite, the chlorine, that we dose the groundwater kills most bacteria and viruses. And And we're also, Ellen is also working with water customers that has hardship in paying the water bill. The staff at the transaction window has been closed, and everybody makes their payments either via their our website, or they drop a check or money order through our Dropbox. Let's see what else.
I'm Martin Sanderson, and I finally got in.
Oh, okay.
I tried one before, but apparently it works this time. So I'm here. I'll listen.
Each board member, if I can get you to contact the board secretary, Ellie Lemus, to select between either a iPhone or Android district phone for remote conference calls, meetings, and we also like to send you or email you documents such as board packages. And if you can give her a call and give her your selection of either an iPhone or Android, that would be appreciated, and we'll maybe we'll be able to have more of an easier process for the next round of meeting.
Okay. And thank you.
And also, Director Wargo was uncomfortable in signing a reimbursement check for some car seats covers. I think I sent you all a memo regarding that, and so
yep.
If someone would like to, if another director would like to review the memo, and then they can come in sometime this week to sign the check.
Okay.
And that's this week's report.
And by the way,
okay.
I signed it already, and I read the memo, and I'm fine with the expense. Whoever may sign it, read the memo, and, you know, it's a reasonable expenditure.
Okay, up for discussion right now, right? Manager, right?
Yeah, no problem. Okay. So is that it, Calvin?
Yep.
Okay, Martin?
Sir?
You know, we're going to go into closed session now, which means you have to redo the whole we have to hang up and redial that other phone number?
Yeah, I already got on that thing, believe it or not.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to go to that now. We're going to go into closed session, everybody. And when we will come back, we will inform you of what was discussed, if anything, or what information we can give to the general public. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Martin Sanderson signing off.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi.
Yes.
You guys are gonna
stand by here until the board members come back.
Yes.
Okay.
I will. Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
All right, hold on.
I'm here.
Is this a closed session?
Yes.
Where are you going? Where do you want to go? Huh? What's the matter with you, Sheena?
Thank you. Thank you. Hello?
Hang on just a little longer. They're almost done with their meeting.
Okay.
They'll be logging back in shortly. Just a little longer.
Can I be a little bit longer? Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Did they just say that they would be a little bit longer?
Yeah, that's what they said, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm still on hold. I need to know if I should pull over because I'm going to be going through the mountain through the 60 pretty soon to get to Beaumont. So I won't get service there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, call Robert for me. That's just a little bit longer. I have to wait.
I think they're going to be about another 10 minutes or so. If you get cut out, just call back into the line. But they're,
okay,
they're finishing up. Maybe about another 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I should.
Thank you.
Yeah, call me about a minute.
Director Morris here.
Robert.
You have to pull over and take this call from the water company. I'll call you right back. Hello?
Okay, this is the chairman of the board. We're going to take a roll call. When everybody's present, we will conduct the meeting from there on.
Okay.
Ms. Ellie, are you available?
I am. So, I'll start with Director Morris?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Link?
Here.
Director Israel? Director Israel? Director Sanderson? Director Sanderson? General Manager?
Hello?
I'm sorry, who was that? General Manager Calvin Louie?
Here.
So it looks like we're missing Director Sanderson and Director Israel.
Director Louie, could you try calling them on? Did I say Director Louie? Calvin?
Yes.
No, General Manager, but I'll try to give him a call.
Or we could send a text to her, right?
Somebody just came through.
Me, Mark Sanderson.
Okay.
Or I'll text Israel, Director Israel.
Oh, no, we're going to get COVID. You just coughed into the phone.
I didn't cough into the phone. I coughed away from it. Sound like my father.
It's a virus, doesn't it? You know, is it a computer virus that we can catch?
I don't know.
The virus doesn't telecommute. I think we'll be okay.
We know how to have fun. Okay.
Yeah,
you know. Dana, we can barely hear you.
Yeah, I just text her. We'll see if she shows up.
Good timing, too, because it would have been right to get around after him.
Anybody want to say anything? I hear silence. Anybody there?
I'm just waiting.
Somebody say a song.
I just want to know.
We're here hanging out.
I was having so much fun with the silence, you know.
Did Director Israel just sign in? I guess not.
There it is.
This is Robert. My phone dropped out. Did Mrs. Israel come on? Hello?
No.
Hello?
No.
Okay. Mrs. Brown, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Paul, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. All right. So almost everybody's here. We're trying to get one last director back on the line.
Okay.
I just text her again and see what happens.
Okay. I work, I'm in a work in a steel building, so sometimes if I move 5 feet, I lose signal.
Yeah, we're not getting good signal on Cabazon today either.
This is Martin Sanderson. Ellie, do we need to do roll call again?
I can do it again if the board would like.
Thank you.
So we have General Manager Louie on the line.
Here.
Director Morris?
Here.
Director Link?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Israel? Director Israel is the only one missing.
Okay. Did she text a response to you, Calvin?
No, I haven't heard from her yet.
Okay. All righty. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and proceed, and hopefully she can get on. The report from closed session is that there is no action taken, so there's nothing to report from the closed session. Then we'll proceed with the next item of agenda. Will be customer concern, and this is Brown. Mrs. Brown, if you care to elaborate, please.
Yeah, I was experiencing a high leakage. I had got a blue tag from the water company, and I addressed that like right away with the owner of the property, and we had to dig from the water main from the front of the house all the way into the back of the house. I had to have 4 people do it. It took about 2 days to get that done. Then I had the owner of the house had a general contractor come out. He had to pay him, and as well as a plumber that the general contractor had hired on to lay the pipe. And then we had to put it back, and it was just like a matter of maybe 7 days or something after I had received the notice from the company that we got an address, and I just really can't afford the $700 bill right now. My husband just got laid off, and I have 3 small children in the home, and I was just wondering, because I had spoke with the lady at the front desk, and she recommended that maybe we could discuss knocking it down to the first tier, because she said that the third tier prices were just a little outrageous, and I pay my bill every month on time, always, for years now, for the past 5 years, and okay. That's why I noticed as soon as the bill was higher that something was going on. So.
Okay, I have a question for you. You have a rental property? You're renting the property from somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, and the damage was to the infrastructure that goes from the meter to the house, correct?
Yeah, it was underneath the house. There was a huge puddle.
Okay.
was where it was leaking at.
Here's the deal. Just for your benefit, my understanding of the law, you're not responsible for causes by that. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Kind
of. Okay, let's give you an example. I had a water leak at my house 2 months ago. My bill was my bill over the 2 month period when I found the leak was $600 and some dollars. I own the house. That's my problem. Mm-hmm. As far as the rental of the property, you didn't incur the cost by using water. It was incurred by a failure of the property itself. So this is my understanding. You need to talk to somebody, maybe the state or the county about the rental laws. Do you understand where I'm coming from? This way you are not out any monies for those problems because you didn't cause them. It was caused by...
Oh, I understand that. My father is the owner of the home, so he paid for it. We're not worried about the cost of everything to pay for. We're just worried about the bills because he doesn't pay the bills. He doesn't live there. We pay there. We rent from him. We pay the bills. And I'm unemployed. I'm a single mom, and I stay at home with the kids, so I don't even have any cash employment coming in whatsoever at all.
Okay. Well, I understand that. But basically, by our hands are tied about lowering the rates on anything because of the way the ordinances or the laws are written. We can let payments be made over time, and because of the times right now, you won't get shut off or anything like that, and so on. It's not that where our hands are tied on certain things because of those actions. The best thing that we could do is make a payment arrangement with you to take care of that. Am I correct on that, Cal? Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, is that something we can readdress maybe when we do the new rate study? Would that be the appropriate place to discuss that?
Possibly, because we have to talk to legal about it to see if that's because we had talked about something in that nature before. Mm-hmm. But we'd have to talk to the lawyer about it to make sure we don't violate any laws of favoritism for one group over another.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So was I right in my statement, Mr. Louie?
That's correct.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you have something to say, Ms.
Yeah.
Ms. Brown?
So would I call down maybe at the front desk or something down at the water district in Cabazon to arrange payment arrangements with them?
Yes, ma'am. You would make arrangements and say, I can pay this much a month until it's paid off. And our goal is we're not here to make a burden on anybody. Well, all we're doing is trying to do what we're required. But, yeah, you can call down to the office and make an arrangement to make payments.
Okay.
There is a 12-month cap on making payments. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to get going now. I have to get back on the road. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
I appreciate your patience. The next item is Paul.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You heard what happened with the other lady. I understand you have a concern with your water bill also.
Yes, I do. But that's has nothing to do with that lady. I'm a property owner, and I warned the water company many, many times that I'm not going to be responsible for the water, but they said no. The Cabazon water is this and that. You know, the owner is always responsible. I said, okay, I'm going to put a limit on the bills. Anybody doesn't pay, and it goes above $100, you have to disconnect the water or call me right away. But they never did that. And I have 17 properties, and I get screwed up left and right from your Cabazon water. Because all the properties in Cabazon, and it's you know how the Cabazon is. I mean, 50% of them, you know, they don't care. You know, if something happens to the water, this and that. Now, this special case is I have a house on Broadway, just right close to your office. And the last year happened that the criminal renter opened the water on purpose so he can fill up the septic tank and show the authority that the septic tank is full. So he was in eviction process, and he didn't pay rent for 12 months. For 12 months, he didn't pay, and when we start eviction, he opened the water, and the water went over $4,000 in 3 months. Now, the water company never informed me, never did anything, and they let the water go as high as it was going. And they didn't give a damn because there was people over there, they were going to the water company and, talking nice to them, this and that, and the water company said, screw up Paul, you know, we don't give a damn, he's a landlord, so he's going to pay for it. Eventually, and then they told me if you don't pay, they're going to pull your taxes, which they tried to do that. I complained to the
the city of Riverside, I mean county of Riverside, and then they stopped doing that. So I had to pay the $4,000 in order to get the water, but I want my money because this is their fault. If they would have let me know that the water is going very, very high, I would have gone there with the police or whatever I could to stop the guy. But I found out very late about the whole thing. And the water bill is more than $4,000. I just gave you a rough estimate. So I want you to take that water bill off of my hand and pay me back $4,000.
Mr. Louis, do you have a comment? Can you help, or Ellie, can you help us out with that, please?
I was the one that received a call from dispatch, and they claimed that it was Mr. Oshigura. It was on Friday, March the 6th, at about 17:15 hours. I received a call from dispatch, and I left him a voicemail, and he never returned my phone call. And then on Monday, March 9th, we sent a couple of water operators to his property at 14926 Broadway Avenue, and the lock was broken and the water service was turned back on. So we charged him a $76 tampering and business hour response. And according to Ellen, Paul was at the office Thursday, the day before he called dispatch on Friday at about 4:14 p.m. to discuss his other properties, and he never made mention about reactivating the Broadway property.
Okay, but he's asking about being charged for our customers not. I'm having trouble because I can't get the page to come up with his complaint. So go ahead.
I think he wants to be reimbursed for the $4,000, and that's between him and his tenant, not the water district.
Okay.
Director Morris here, is that for 1 month?
I don't know. He must be referring to the repair of the septic tank.
No, I'm just asking because as a landlord myself, I receive a water bill for my tenants every month. So if the bill's going high, you know every month.
And this is Martin Sanderson. I used to be a property owner, and I'm aware of how much the water is being used on my property every month.
This is Ellie. As far as the bill goes, it looks like it was it wasn't for 1 month. It was an accumulation. It looks like. Looks like there was 1 month where there was a $500 water bill. There was another month where it was a $1,200 water bill. And then the other months looked like $155 or so. So it was rather an accumulation of several months of water bills.
Therefore, there was knowledge.
I can't confirm, but... there should have been a bill sent to the tenant and the property owner or the company managing the property for the owner.
Were you receiving those bills, sir?
Paul?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes. Does the district have, were you receiving the bills that these bills were getting higher and higher and higher?
Hi.
Mr. I'm sorry,
Paul,
is it?
Mr. Oshadira, this is Martin Sanderson. Did you receive any of the bills, and did you know that the water was being used?
No, I didn't know the water was being used. Actually, they called the health department to come and examine the septic tank, and then at that time I found out the water is running so fast that you couldn't see even the thing turning. I mean, then at that time I shut off the wall and then I called the police, and then after that everything started dropping, and the guy quit after a few days. He left the house. He didn't even come to court for the eviction. So my question is this: how come it was so high, nobody even cared to disconnect this water? Why is some people, they don't pay a couple hundred dollars, they get shut up, and because they think I'm a rich person or whatever I am, which I'm not, I can handle the thing, and they just let it run, and they didn't care about $4,000. So obviously somebody knew about that $4,000, and they didn't even care to disconnect it. When it's close to $1,000, you have to do something about it. I mean, $1,000 in my house, I use $50 a month, and we have five people. We take shower every day, $50 a month. And over there in stupid Amazon, everything is so expensive because the people don't have any power. They're poor. They don't do anything about it. They don't care. And Amazon water is taking advantage of me getting revenge. And they were sending the bills to Haskell. But how the hell Haskell never told me anything? So they said it's pushing on me. I sent them email 3 times. I went there. I was so angry. I wrote a letter to them. If you don't do this thing, I'm not going to be responsible for it. I gave it to them, and I made a copy of that letter. Everything I done is right. But still, I got charged $4,000. I get charged a lot of high. I just paid like $500 for another house. But this guy is talking about March and one weekend. I don't know who is this and what he's talking about. What March? 2019, 2018, 2020? Which March you're talking about? And why you're talking about the March date? I mean, only 3 days? This happened over 4 months.
I'm a little confused about some of this. You're saying that the tenant was running the bill up to, say, almost $1,000 a month, and you were not notified by the water district of excess usage?
Yes. That's right.
Ms. Ellie, I have a question for you.
Yes, Director Link?
When there's a tenant landlord situation, is copies of the water bill sent to both parties or to one?
So it's sent to both parties. I do have a note from the customer account worker in the office. I can give you the summary. I'm just the middleman reiterating what she told me. But she told me that Mr. Shadiri has several properties in Cabazon, and he wanted them all managed by a property management company called Haskell Realty, which I believe their name changed to PAR. I'm not sure. But
he has PAR Investment. His PAR Investment.
But anyways, not to get into the weeds, he told her that he didn't want the bill sent directly to him per se. He wanted it sent to this real estate company. I might have it a little mixed up, but that's what I understood.
So they were getting the copy of the bill. The tenant would get a bill. This property management company would get a copy of the bill, and they would make sure that it was paid. Ellen continued that Mr. Shadarius had it switched back and forth a few times where he wanted it to go to him instead of the property management company, and then he wants it to go to the property management company instead of him. So I'm not sure who was getting the bill, but there were at least two bills going out, one to the tenant and one to either Mr. Oshideri or the property management group. So somebody else knew that there was a high bill. As far as where the confusion occurred, I'm not sure, but somebody else was getting a copy of the bill, and whenever Mr. Oshideri told Ellen to switch it to his name or to switch it to the property management, she switched it. But from my understanding, it's been switched several times.
This is a general manager.
She switched what several times? Who?
This is general manager Louis, and I remote into the water account, and it has par investment with a Liso Vio address. So I can verify it with Ellen, but he does give us a copy of the bill.
But it goes to the property. No, I did not get any copy of the bill. For that house, that's the last year I'm talking about, not this year. And we're talking about the summer of 2019.
Well, according to your records, you've been notified since 3-9 of 2020.
No, that person quit in November. The person who was in that house, he left in November 2019. This is last year I'm talking about. And besides, they had my email. They had everything from me. They never sent anything to me. And what was the reason they didn't disconnect the water? I mean, how could you let a water run for 4,000? 4,000 is equal to what? How many months? $650 a month? $600 a year? That's 4 years of water usage in 4 months.
But the bill was paid.
Somebody's. What's that?
Was the bill paid?
Yes.
By your.
Paid, yeah.
Okay, so we don't shut the water off for high. We don't disconnect the water for high usage. We disconnect it if the bill is not paid. High usage is not our responsibility. We notify you.
No. Wait a minute. Don't be confused. The water was not paid at that time. After we shut it off, and then I went to pay the bill, they said you have to pay $3,300. I didn't have the money, and that house didn't have a water for 5-6 months. And then after that, I came up with the money. I paid them. Now I'm here to complain to get my money. So that's the order of the time.
Do you have any questions or comments
from anyone? Water. You didn't give me any water for several months.
You asked for
Diana Morris, I have a comment. Sorry, go ahead. Sanderson.
This is Martin Sanderson. My comment is, having been a property owner, knowing that I ultimately am responsible, I know that I ultimately am responsible for receiving the bills, regardless of how much they are. So I did do that, and I have taken care of the property that I did own. So I, as I can understand what Mr. Oshideri has to say about some of the people out here being one of those, I understand that. However, I had to address the problem. And in my particular case, I addressed it by selling the property. If he's dissatisfied, that might be one consideration. But as far as reducing his bill, because he was not notified,
the back and forth and the back and the forth. My understanding is he at least should have known he should have been notified, and he should have taken care of it in that way. That's just my comment. Martin Sanderson.
Diana Morris, if he designated that bill to be sent to a property management company, that it's his responsibility to make sure that property management company
yep.
keeps up on that as well. That was from his hiring, not from our hiring.
They said they didn't get the bill for that house either. Maybe there was a good relationship between the person living in those house and the people inside the property, the covers and water. I have no idea why I didn't get any notice from anybody and why I didn't get a regular notice as an email. And why you cannot have any justification for not disconnecting the water. I mean, how anybody would let the water bill go that high and not disconnect those people water? Why not?
Ellie, were there shutoff notices sent? Sorry, this is Sarah Barco.
The shutoff notices can be...
It looks like there were... there was a... Back in August, there was a yellow tag issued, but then a payment was made 4 days afterwards. So that prevented it from getting shut off that month.
Yeah, that was a $500 payment that I came and gave it to you to connect it.
Yes, there was
and
a $500 payment.
I gave you that money cash, right?
Yes, this is cash. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like... For September, it looks like there was a yellow and red tag issued. Which it looks like there was. It leads me to believe it was shut off in September, but I'm not. Ellen would know for certain. I'm just reading over the account, but it looks like it was shut off in September to me.
And why it was connected without any pay? That's why. I mean, why it was connected without any payment? Because you made a favor to the tenant in order to screw me up.
No,
sir.
This is Martin Sanderson. You're making implications that you have no foundation for.
No, this is a civil case. There is a violation here. This is a civil case that you know, any stupid judge, I know there's all of those white people, judges, and favoritism, and they say, fuck him, he's a foreigner, and this and that, and then you take my money and give it to somebody else. And you made $4,000 here. You fill up a lot of stuff pocket over there.
We're done here. That's it.
Yeah,
we're done
I'm
here.
I'm going to put my phone down.
Thank you.
Stop all of it. All everybody, order.
You bet.
This is done. We will not accept that kind of accusations at this.
Yeah.
You either become civil and stop accusing us of things like that, or else we will not continue the conversation.
Okay, I'll become civil. You have any excuse for doing that?
Okay.
Director Israel?
Hey, Maxine.
Sorry, I finally got through.
Hey, Maxine.
So, the bill, Ellie, so the bill was at $500 and we sent a shutoff notice. How did it get to 3,000? How did the balance get to 3,000 without it being shut off completely?
So it looks like. Hold on, I'm reading the account history here. So it looks like the month end July bill that went out was for, I'm rounding here, was for $900, very high bill, but it had a past due of $500. A yellow tag was issued. And then a payment for $500 to cover that past due amount was made. So then technically the bill isn't late until after that new $900 bill wasn't late and considered late until August 21st. So we can't, by our rules and regulations, we can't shut off customers, or we don't shut off customers when they're not late. So they were okay for August. In September,
they had a $900 bill at that point, right?
They had a $900 bill at that point. In September, so August 29, when the new bill came out, they had interest and penalties applied towards that $900 bill previously. So let's round to 1,000. When their new bill came out, August 29, their new bill came out, that was for another $1,200. A lot of water usage. So that $1,200 plus that $1,000 is going to be $2,200. It's already pretty high. Then there was a yellow tag issued because of that past due $1,000 amount. There was a yellow tag issued, and it looks like a red tag, and it looks like that's when it was shut off in September. If I'm reading this correctly, it looks like it was shut off September 18th. And then there was no payment since that $500 bill, so interest and penalties applied. It looks like the account sat for a while. No activity because it was shut off. And then in February, it looks like we put a lien on the property. And then
you put
there was
a lien
an incident.
On the property without telling me?
No, we can't put a lien on the property unless we notify the property owner in advance. I believe it's at least 30 days in advance that we are planning on putting a lien on the property for an unpaid amount. Mind you, this is several months. So it looks like it was shut off in September, and it wasn't until February, so several months later, that the lien was placed on the property. But then once the payment was received in March, the lien was removed.
This is Diana.
No,
Morris.
You did not put the lien on the property. Why are you
Excuse
lying?
Me,
you
sir?
Didn't put the lien on the property.
Sir.
Because I
complained.
This
is Diana Morris, Director Morris, and I have a comment. Mr. Oshetta did say that he paid that first bill of $500, the very first bill that had come out that was high, which means he was knowledgeable of the overusage of the payment, which he did also specify that he had his tenant that was not paying rent for 12 months. So this is a dispute between him and his tenant. And he was well aware of the overusage because he did pay the first bill. That's it.
Okay.
I want you to
I need a decision from the board. I need a motion.
I move that I don't even Diana, you got a motion?
Before we make a motion, I'd like to
make a
comment. This is Mr. Wargo. So when you paid $500, the tenant that you had agreed to have in your property then turned on the water or did something malicious with the water. The water went through our system, right? We've cleaned that water. We've processed that water. We delivered that water. Then the bill was only active for another month and a half because it wasn't past due. And when it was past due, then we issued the red tag. So we did our part. You were notified. Somebody notified you of the $500. That's how the payment was made. Because at that point, if that $500 payment had not been made, we would have shut off the water. Correct, Ellie?
Correct.
Okay. So.
Okay, can I answer to that or not? I'd like to answer.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, that $500, it was a lot more than that. The only thing I paid $500, I thought it was $500. And then it was several thousand dollars at that point of time. And they hide that from me. They didn't tell me the bill is right. And they just said this is past due. Past due means 2 months ago could have been past due. So
how did you become aware of that bill to go pay the $500?
At that time, I was. What's
it's
that?
Just arguing.
How did you become aware of the bill to go pay the $500?
I went to this to the water district. I was there by accident because I saw people that they're distributing the yellow tag, and I said, "What is this?" And then I went to the Ellen and talked to Ellen.
Well, our process is issue a yellow tag. If the yellow tag is not paid, then there's a red tag. After the red tag is a shutoff. So at the yellow tag right there, you made the $500 payment, so that meant the account was not past due. The tenant did whatever they did to go through a lot of water, and at that point we shut it off when the account was past due as per our bylaws. So we did what we were supposed to do, and we processed that water, and that water went through, and if it ruined your septic tank, I apologize for crappy renters. But the crappy renter is not the responsibility of the water district.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I have another question.
Let's do a motion.
You told them
No more questions.
Lean on my process.
Order. No more questions. You've stated your case numerous times. The board will make a decision now.
I move that we deny his request. Martin Sanderson.
I, Diana Morris, Director Morris, second that.
Ellie?
Martin Sanderson moved that we deny his request.
Miss Ellie,
Okay, so I have a motion made by Director Sanderson to deny Mr. Oshideri's request for any discount or adjustment to his account. Second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Hold it. I want to make an amendment to that. They're the same, but at the same point that an email gets sent with the bill to him every month with a return receipt requested. Is that acceptable to you, Ellie and Calvin?
I do have a we can do that. Certainly, but I do have a comment. Maybe Mr. Oshideri wasn't aware, so for his benefit, if he logs on to cabazonwater.org and he types in an account number or I believe even the phone number associated with his accounts, he has multiple accounts. He can look at every single account and what the current balance is, what the past due balance is. He can also make payments on cabazonwater.org.
No, I want you to disconnect the water anytime I tell you. You disconnect it right away.
We cannot do that by law. Because the tenant laws in the state of California state that we can't do that.
Yeah, if it's 30 days notice, 30 days past due, they have to do it. Why not?
We cannot.
We have to pay for water. Okay,
let's go with my motion.
Get permission from the board. Okay, you deny my motion. I knew you were going to do that. I mean, I never believed that you were going to do this. Do it otherwise. But I'm asking the director Sanderson that I will follow this with a civil case up to 5 years.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
Would you?
I like that. I do well with threats.
We're done.
With my motion.
We'll go. Ellie, go with the original motion.
Okay, so I have a motion made by Director Sanderson to deny any adjustment to Mr. Oshideri's account. Second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item on the list is Sandra.
Yes.
Welcome to Calzone.
No, what happened in my case? How would I know that somebody goes over the border and gets the water
off? We're done with your... We're done with your item, sir. There's no more discussion about your item.
You're done, sir.
Sandra?
Yes.
Would you please, my understanding is that you have, you want to develop a piece of property that you have, correct?
Yes.
And I'm trying to bring this up. I had to leave work out into the yard to bring it up to, I'm looking here for the, your paper here. So
okay.
So here it is. You're trying to develop the property and you're having an issue with the facilities charge?
Yes.
Okay.
The issue is not with you. The issue is with me not having all the money up front, and I'm requesting that you finance it for me. I can give a certain amount up front and pay $600 a month until the full amount is paid off.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Yes.
So you're going to be putting a house up with a fire suppression system because of the law, of course. I understand that.
Yeah, it's an ordinance. I have to have
a fire sprinkler system. Yeah, it's a state thing. We have no control over that.
No,
okay.
You don't.
Yeah. So what you're asking is a payment plan. And Calvin, what is the process on this? Do we have anything in the ordinance stating they can make a payment plan but still get the meter ahead of time?
You are asking me?
I think.
No. You asked Calvin? Okay.
Yeah, we can work out an agreement. I'll have legal review it.
Okay.
And if she defaults on it, then, you know, she just gets the service turned off.
Okay, I understand that.
But I want the language to be, you know, enforceable, and the current payment agreement is just for the monthly bills, not for something of this magnitude.
Okay. So I think Sandro, what he's saying is he wants to get a legal contract set up. So you do this, but this is above and beyond your regular water bill. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So is that acceptable to you, what Calvin was suggesting?
Of course, yeah. To draft a contract?
Here's what the board is going to do. We're not going to make a vote on anything. We are going to instruct Calvin to have the legal draw up a little contract for you that you can come into the office, preview, look at, and then decide whether that's acceptable to you and to cover us under all the laws that we're required to abide by.
Oh, yeah, that's fair, of course, yes. Yeah. That's what I expected, yes.
Okay. It sounds like we have a plan.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for being so respectful, Mrs. Lima.
And for being patient.
That's me. I'm very respectful of everybody.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your patience.
No problem. I appreciate you considering my my situation and helping me out.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. When can I expect to have sign the contract or to look at a proposal?
I would give it a week to 2 weeks at the most. Is that reasonable, Ellie?
Yes. We're going to try to do it sooner, Sandra. I'll email you or call you tomorrow when I'm back in the office. I'll keep in contact with you so we know what's going on.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Well, the sooner the better for me. So I appreciate that. Thank you,
Ellie. Yes, you're welcome. I'll send an email to legal tonight, and then I'll give you a call tomorrow to let you know what's going on.
Okie dokie. Fantastic. So you all have a good night.
You too. I would say point of privilege, but everybody's got the ability to walk around, so point of privilege.
I did that.
Okay. Approval of Resolution 5-2020, designation of applicants, agent resolution for non-state agencies. This is kind of like giving you, Calvin, authority to sign paperwork.
That's the firm. That's correct.
Any questions, comments from the rest of the board?
Sign paperwork on what? On the resolution. I said sign paperwork on what specifically? The 2020. This was on the state of emergency stuff, right? Resolution 20.
This is the designation of applicant agent resolution for a non-state agency. In other words, if we receive any kind of grant money from OES, which is the California Operation Emergency Services, I would be able to accept it on behalf of the water district, which also obligates us to meet, you know, certain terms if in the fact that we do receive a grant money.
Also, this is Ellie speaking. If you have the packet in front of you, if you're looking at the center of that application or that resolution, it says please check the appropriate box. There are two options. One of them says this is a universal resolution and is effective for all open and future disasters up to 3 years following the date of approval, the date of approval being when you guys approve this resolution. There's also a second box stating this is a disaster-specific resolution and is effective for only disaster numbers, and then there's a blank. So by speaking to legal, if the board chose the first option, it's basically for any emergencies. So, for example, if you wanted to list COVID-19 as an emergency and then say there's a fire and you want to see if we can get grant funding or FEMA funding for fire damage, it would basically be a blanket resolution up to 3 years. If you didn't want that option and you chose the second option, it would just be for one specific disaster, and we might have to do this again for any other disasters. Hopefully we don't have anything else, but it's entirely up to the board which option they want to choose.
Also, as a suggestion to the board, I noticed that there's three authorized agents. Perhaps you should put me as the first one, the general manager, and Ellie as the assistant general manager in case I'm not around.
I agree with that. I was going to suggest that. Questions, comments? If I have no questions or comments, I need a motion one way or another.
I make the motion to approve it for 2 years.
2 years
or 3 years?
3 years. So 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, so 3 years then, I'm sorry. I misread.
Martin Sanderson, I second the motion.
So I have a motion made by Director Israel.
Ellie, could you include the two names or one name of the designated agents?
Yes. So this is the resolution I have, as I've understood it. I have a motion to approve the 3 year the 3 year option for Resolution 05-2020, designation of applicants agent resolution for non-state agencies. The two names listed to be the governing body representatives are Calvin Louis and Elizabeth Lehman. This was made by Director Israel, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo? Director Wargo? Maybe we lost her. Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. I would not put an abstain or just make a note of loss of communication.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. My vote's no on that one.
No?
Okay.
Alright.
Would you care to comment why, so we have an understanding, not to criticize or anything, what your concerns may be?
My concern was just the open for 3 years. I like the other option a little bit better. Or was disaster specific? Because we don't know what other emergencies are coming our way.
Okay. So... But if my understanding is the second one is it specific, we would have to indicate the disaster right now. And no future disasters. We'd have to redraft this every time.
And that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Next item on the agenda. Let's see here. Get back to the top of the page. I'm scrolling through my phone here.
Should be page 33 out of 48 on the PDF.
The quote from the Bird Industrial for this is a SCADA.
Yes.
Is that correct? Would you care to elaborate, Mr. Louie?
It's been, I think, close to 5 years since we've moved into the building, and all the computers have been upgraded, and which is Windows 10. And part of that upgrade is the SCADA software upgrade, which is by Bird Industry Electronics. And to upgrade the WonderWare InTouch software and Windows 911 alarm notification for HMI workstation, it will be about $10,000 for the licensing. This allows me and water operators that are on call to remote into our system and see what the tank levels are, control the pumps, and the almond vault, which is the lifeline for the east side. So I'd like to get approval from the board for that $10,123.16 to purchase the license for Windows 10.
Okay. Okay, and what happens when Windows 10 becomes bad and we have to move up to the next operating system? Do we have to repurchase it, or is it?
Well, we've upgraded all. Yeah, it's. I think it's every probably 2 to 3 years. Maybe 4, that, you know, Microsoft upgrades, and we'll have to revisit when that bridge gets, you know, across. This latest system that we've had is, like, as I said, I think, and Ellie, correct me wrong, but we've been in that building for 5 years?
Yeah, I want to say at least 5, at the very least.
Yeah. So, if not 6, so, you know, the computers have lasted that long, and I mean, it doesn't seem it's that long, but it's been well over a half a decade, and it's time for an upgrade.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, that's technology. You know, it costs money.
Questions, comments?
So, this just for the SCADA, or will this replace your guys' computers?
No, we've already done the other upgrades on the other computers. Is that correct, Ellie? On the workstations at the office?
Yes.
So this is basically software upgrade and IT work.
Correct, and it's not part of the Accent IT contract. This is a third-party what they would consider a third party.
Okay. More questions, Mrs. Wargo?
No.
Mr. Sanderson, any questions?
No, sir.
Mrs. Morris?
No.
Mrs. Israel?
No.
Okay. I need a motion up or down.
I move that we, this is Director Sanderson, I move that we go with the SCADA software upgrade.
Director Morris, I second that. Because the longer we wait to upgrade, the more it's going to cost.
Yeah.
So I have a motion to approve the SCADA software upgrade as presented by Bird Industrial Electronics, quote number 5099, upgrading the Wonderware InTouch software, an alarm notification for the HMI workstation, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is the interactive interface for contacting customers. Would you care to address this, Ms. Ellie?
So, Director Wargo had several very good questions about the IVR system in the packet. So she provided me a list of questions. I sent that over to the company that's recommending the software, and they provided answers. I'm not sure if Director Wargo would have more experience in the IVR section than I would, so I'm not sure if the answers were satisfactory to her. Either way,
yes.
It's more of a cover your back, from my understanding. It's an extra way of notifying customers. It does sound like there will be pros to it, but also some cons, as expressed in previous board meetings. I personally don't have, if the board wants to go one way with this or the other, it's fine with me, whichever direction the board wants to go. but I do, here's a catch, I do kind of need to know which direction the board leaning, because depending on where the board wants to go with this, it's going to affect our budget one way or the other. So we're in the process of drafting our new proposed fiscal year budget, and so we need to know whether to include this in the new budget or to leave it out, if that makes sense.
Director Morris with a question. Is there a way, I've worked with IVR systems for a very, very long time, over almost two decades, and they update quite frequently and require a lot. So if we were to go with an IVR system, are they going to cover updates and upgrades rather than make us pay for new ones every time? Because sometimes they'll upgrade one, and 6 months later they have another one, and then it'll be 2 years, and then 8 months later another one.
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. I would have to ask them, because I do not know. I do not want to make an assumption and then be proven wrong.
IVRs could be absolutely amazing for your company. You just got to make sure that's going to be covered, because if it's not covered, and you also got to make sure it's going to work with all systems that you have. Otherwise, when they upgrade their IVR, we may have to upgrade our systems as well.
Well, this isn't so much an IVR as an outbound dialing system, is what this is. So this is just going to make automated calls out to people that Ellie tells to call to. It's an automated dialer. It's
right.
It's not so much an internet.
I know what it is, but we use them with the towing company. I worked there almost 20 years now, so that's why I'm saying it, there's been a lot of times that they've upgraded and brought out new ones. And like even right now, they had to change their whole system at my work because it wasn't compatible with the IVR system that they used.
I have a suggestion is that you've had more questions for information that I'd like to run with, but Ellie, I would like to see it put in the budget as a item for future consideration. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Is that acceptable to everybody? We table this for pending further information, but that it's put as a line item in the budget for future consideration?
Fine with me, Martin Sanderson.
Diana Morris, okay.
Israel's okay.
Mrs. Morris?
Yes.
Mrs. Wargo?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so we're gonna table it pending that outcome, okay?
Got it. So just to clarify, the board would like me to verify whether the system may need to be upgraded frequently and if CUSI would cover the upgrades or if they would charge us additionally for each upgrade.
Yes, Mrs. Morris, if you would put your paper, your questions to paper.
Yes.
I'm ignorant to this type of a system. You and Mrs. Wargo are more versed at it. If you could collaborate and get her a more refined list of questions to address this, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, I will call Director Wargo, and we can draft up one list of questions.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Next item. Is that
going to be page 44 out of 48?
AC system repair.
Okay. Here's what I'd like to do. I talked with somebody where I work who has worked for our different refrigeration companies, and he basically doesn't think we need that kind of a system, and he gave me a phone number of a recommendation of somebody that could probably come in at one-fourth the cost. And I'd like to table this until I get this information to Calvin and have this person come through and do a walkthrough.
I second that.
Is that acceptable?
Director Sanderson, fine. Sounds good.
Director Wardle?
Director Morris, yes.
Okay, so we're going to table this item. okay?
Yes, sounds good.
10-4.
Next item, what was that?
10-4, yes, it's good.
Next item, that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah. You bet.
Okay. See, now plan to pay the bottom of the agenda here. Okay. CSU, AC system. Public comment? Is anybody out there? Nope.
Yeah, I know.
General Mr. Ashanta, are you still there?
Hello?
Hello?
All right. Future agenda items? Is there any future agenda items? Management, general manager or board comments, any?
I have a comment. This is Director Sanderson. I'm mindful of Mr. Oshadiri and his implications of implied threats. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm mindful of that.
I agree with you.
Okay.
This is Director Morris.
I have a suggestion. Comment. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say about the memo that Calvin sent out. So there was a check. I thought it was too high. I was refusing to sign it. In the memo, though, the check I refused to sign was for car seat covers for the two trucks. And in the memo, and I've seen it out around town, I see that we're still using the truck to the meters instead of the Uber car. And I have heard complaints from the public of why are we using the big trucks or why aren't we using the little car when we're checking the meters. And in the memo, it clearly stated out how many times we start and stop each of these vehicles to check meters. And if I don't understand, I just would like to kind of think about why are we using the trucks for that instead of the Uber car.
Okay. All right. I have a thought process, and I'd like everybody's opinion on it. If we're during this teleconferencing thing, it gets really confusing, and if everybody is okay with it, when we're on a subject, I will ask a director's name down the line so that we're not all trying to talk at once. Is that acceptable to everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
So I guess I should ask people by name.
I guess so.
This will help Ellie to keep track of who's doing what also.
Yeah,
okay. Next item, no public comments. Suggestions at end agenda. Management comments? Any more management comments? Board member comments?
No. Not for me.
Did we get an answer to Sarah's question? This is Director Morris. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Did we get an answer to Sarah's question?
To Sarah's questions?
Trucks, cars.
About why we're not using the Uber car?
Oh, well, I think that would be up to the general manager to answer. Go ahead.
Well, based on the Brown Act, director of management comments cannot be addressed until the following meeting.
Yeah. Can we put this maybe that's a future agenda item?
Oh, God.
If I can go back a second.
Yes, ma'am. Do I have another board member that'll concur with that? I will.
Okay, I was going to say I will. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Oh, shoot.
All right. Does that satisfy you, Mrs. Wardle?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Next finance and audit workshop is on the 19th of May. The next board meeting is on the 19th of May. Tentatively, the board meeting will be a teleconference until further notice. No personnel committee and I don't know about a Water Alliance meeting, whether they're going to do one or it'll be a teleconference. You will keep us informed, Mrs. Morris or Mrs. Israel?
Yes.
Can I have a motion to adjourn? It's 8:19.
I second that motion, Diana Morris.
No, I'm asking for a motion.
I first it.
I motion. I'm motion.
Okay.
So I have a motion to adjourn at 8:19 p.m. made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris.
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo? Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
See ya.
Thank you, everybody.
Natalie, are you going to be in the office tomorrow?
I will. Yes.
Okay. I will come by and sign whatever documents I need to sign tomorrow.
Okay. That'll be perfect. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right.
Thank
night,
you, everybody. Sayonara.